Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Saint Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits. From the United States, we hear from Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Nature's People, and the reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net which was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into vessels, but threw away the bad. So it will be at the close of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They said to him, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. Nature's people, have I understood all this? All the parables from nature that appear in Matthew's scripture, weeds and wheat, a mustard seed, a field that covers a treasure, a pearl of great price, and today's parable, a net for fish, fish of every kind. Am I as comfortable with nature as those who lived in Jesus' day, as Jesus was? And more to the point, are we who live in the 21st century as easy in using nature to describe heaven, as if only nature could be the metaphor that heaven requires? Or do we modern people address a great amount of our intention elsewhere, not to nature, heaven's nature, but in what is current in our world of artificial intelligence, virtual rather than actual reality, of enormous industrial profit? And are some of us, perhaps some of our government people, more vitally concerned with how to manipulate these newer realities to gain power and wealth? Have some of these people left nature behind? Is nature too simple for them? But research tells us that nature is making itself heard. Quote, the world is now warming faster than at any point in recorded history. Warmer temperatures over time are changing weather patterns and disrupting the usual balance of nature. This poses many risks to human beings and all other forms of life on Earth. Close quote. How much attention do the power people pay to the dangers of fossil fuels, of climate change? No one is in a hurry to accept responsibility for the recent killing floods in Texas, undoubtedly because climate change and fossil fuels generate money. And to our government and our industrial power people, money seems to outrank nature's peace. Does it outrank heaven? As applied to us, today's scripture says that in the end of days, the angels of the kingdom of heaven will gather not fish, but us, people of every kind, the poor and also the wealthy, factory owners and farmers, the powerful and the weak. And the righteous will be separated from the evil, and the evil will be thrown into the furnace of fire. Righteous is an old-fashioned word, isn't it? A simple word that expresses a simple truth, that it is not amassing power and wealth that characterizes us as righteous. It is who we are, possibly as trained scribes, the term for teachers that Matthew uses. Definitely not as self-proclaimed monarchs, as some in governmental authority would claim for themselves. But certainly we will be recognized as nature's people, pursuing transcendental treasures of truth, goodness, and beauty from what is new and what is old, as we make our way to the nature-represented kingdom of heaven. Have I understood all this?